Radio MD.
RadioMD.com.
It's time for Melanie Cole's Health Radio.
On now.
Here's your host, Melanie Cole.
The more people I talk to, the more people I realize are confused by the sell-by dates, and labels confuse customers and increase food waste, and people are confused about what sell-by means and best if used by and used by and the dates for the grocery stores themselves. So people get very confused, and I'm going to clear a little bit of it up for you today. The expiration dates on food and drink products are not required or regulated by federal administrators with the exception of infant formula. So these dates that are printed on food containers telling you when to purchase, eat, or throw out a tub of yogurt, for example, are actually decided by the individual manufacturers, which makes it just even that much more confusing. And to complicate things even more, the printed numbers can mean a lot of different things, so there's not that continuity between the types of products. So to spell it out just a little bit for you, I'm going to tell you what the sell-by date. This number is for the store. It lets employers know how long a certain product can stay on the shelf to ensure its freshness. You should buy the food item before the date passes to help ensure its freshness. So the sell-by date is just simply for the store. As long as you buy it before that sell-by date, you still have some time to use the product. You can even buy it on the sell-by date and still use the product for a few days. That sell-by date ensures the freshness. Well, none of this ensures anything, really. But the manufacturers of whatever product it is have put that date on there for the grocers to ensure freshness and to say it's going to taste best by this date if you sell it by that date. Best if used by or used before, this date helps specify when a product is at its peak freshness. It does not indicate the safety of the item. That's something to be very clear about. You want to buy and use the product before that date for best quality. So that's the best if used by or before. That's the expiration date is then the use by date. That's the final date. This date indicates when a product will start deteriorating in both quality and flavor. It's not a safety guide, that use by, or when it says expiration or X by. That indicates just deterioration in quality and flavor, so not a safety guide. Again, it's best to buy and use the product before that use-by date for best quality, but consuming the product a few days late certainly will probably not kill you, but I'm not going to tell you that for sure. So you want to make sure to look at these dates, expiration dates on milk, yogurt, dairy products in particular. Cheese can generally go a little bit longer than its date because sometimes cheese is even better a little bit when it's aged. But you want to make sure to store, and this is a really important point that I want you to take with you from this little explanation today. When you store your products, if you're storing yogurt or if you're storing granola, put them in a glass container. They will stay better longer than in the plastic bag or whatever that they came in, the box bag. Keep them in the refrigerator and take that use-by date, that expiration date on what it is you bought, and put it in the glass jar with the product, whether it's, you know, flour or sugar or, and some products have different kinds of shelf life, right? I mean, baking soda, vinegar, these kinds of things have unending shelf lives, but we're going to go over some of the products and their shelf lives so that what you can expect. But remember, when you're storing these products, store them with that little code, with that little date, so that you have an idea how long you've had that product. And so put it in a glass jar is always such a great way to store things. You can use plastic Tupperware as long as it's got a good seal that's not broken, because that will increase, you know, the deterioration of the product, whatever it is. This is Melanie Cole again. Great show coming up. Stay well.